Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Focusing on
the
compassion, self-care.
Focusing
more
on
importantly, wearing those masks. Self-care. But
keep
more
it
importantly,
a
wearing those masks.
Washing those
keep
hands.
Keep it a distance.
Yes.
We got to keep doing it. We got to keep doing it.
Got a great show planned for you.
We talk about sexual racism.
That's right.
Racism shows up everywhere, but especially
racism shows up everywhere, but especially how we date
often in our sexuality.
We're breaking that on down, and of course, question of the night.
We're breaking that on down,
and of course, question of the night.
It's up on our Loveline IG page.
So wait
on that.
We'll be doing some DMs.
CDC advisor says,
and I quote,
CDC advisor
says, wear a mask
and I quote,
than a ventilator.
It's a lot easier to wear a mask
if you
than
want
a ventilator.
To really
if
feel
you
that
want
in
to
your body,
really
take a minute
feel
and
that
Google
in your body,
ventilators.
Take a minute.
And
really
Google
look at
ventilators.
How it happens
really
and what it looks
look
like.
At. There's some nice diagrams.
How it
I
happens
saw
and what
it
looks like. There's some nice
it
diagrams.
It really
I saw
did.
And it.
It
I didn't have
home.
A problem with masks
really
as it
did.
Was, but when I saw the ventilator thing, I was like,
yeah,
but when I saw the
don't
ventilator thing,
one.
I was like,
yeah,
because it's not just something
that
happens
real quick.
It's something
that you're going to be
around for days or weeks.
Something that you're
going to
be
laying
around for days or weeks or maybe months.
Go Google that.
Go
look at
that.
Go Google
that. Give it to you.
Go look at that.
Also love this one. The New York City.
Also love this one. The New York City
mayor.
Excuse me. New York City
he's
mayor,
having,
he ordered to have Black Lives
having,
Matter
he ordered
to have
on the
Black
street
Lives
outside
Matter
of painted
Trump Tower.
On the street.
That's what you get.
Bill de Blasio,
Tower.
The mayor, has ignited
what you
a
get.
New feud with
Bill
Trump.
Bill de Blasio, the mayor, has ignited a new
so
feud with
So they're
expected
Trump.
To be painted in the coming
I love
week.
This. So they're
and,
expected to be painted
that,
in the coming
you know, the presence of disgrace
and, basically
to the values
said that, you know, the presence
city.
Of disgrace to
he
the values
can't run or deny the reality we're facing in any time he
can't run or deny
the
reality we're facing in any town.
He should be reminded
claims
this
is hometown.
He should be reminded that Black Lives Matter
is powerful shit.
But more importantly, that's how you create change.
More importantly,
shade.
But more importantly,
that's how
you
feel
cared
for
and respected.
That's how you make people feel cared for and
respected.
I don't mean
Trump.
Level.
But that's
because
how you
clearly
make people feel included
that
and honored.
But that's
so,
how you make people feel included
again,
and honored.
I love
so
that. I love that. I'm here for something like
again,
that.
Again, I love that. I love that. I'm here for something like
sad
that.
Sad news. Cirque du Soleil.
Bankrupt.
Sad news. Cirque du Soleil.
That's going to be the
bankrupt.
Laying off of over 3,000 jobs.
That's
going to
be
jobs.
The laying off.
I don't
of
know if
over
you've ever seen a Cirque
jobs.
Du Soleil show.
I don't know if you've ever
I mean,
seen a Cirque du Soleil
is,
show.
It is a multi-layered.
I mean,
threat.
It is
a multi-layered
artistry.
Threat.
It is stunning.
The athleticism,
the artistry,
the beauty. I mean, it's
the athleticism,
a beautiful
the beauty.
Thing to see.
I mean, it's
the
a,
music
a beautiful
is
thing to see.
The acrobatics
the music
are wild,
and even
the acrobatics
are wild.
The sets and
the
stages.
I've been blessed to see stages. I've been
and some of them have a residency in Vegas,
and some of them have a residency.
Down,
going
in
bankrupt,
Vegas,
so
but they're all
I'm sad to hear that
down,
for the company.
Bankrupt.
I'm sad
so
for the performers.
I'm sad to hear
that
for the company.
I'm
sad
for the
performers.
I'm also
sad
because
that's
an impact
on
the
world
of
art.
I'm also sad because that's an
impact
on the world of art.
Cirque du Soleil
for all of us.
Beautiful stuff.
Cirque du Soleil.
My heart goes out.
Beautiful
and
stuff.
Even thinking about some other.
My heart goes out. And even
Broadway
about
related
some
things
other,
on New York City.
Broadway
related
things
on
New York
City.
Right now, their slate is
open
up again in January.
Right now, their
slate
is open up again in January.
That's a loose
careers.
This
is
education. This
is
careers.
This
is
the loss of this
artistry.
Beauty.
And
the
again,
loss of
you know,
this
we
artistry.
Will come out of this.
And again,
and things
you know,
will
we will come out of
new
this.
Things will
and things
take
will
its
reemerge.
Place.
New
will
things
evolve.
Will take its
but that
place.
Doesn't mean we can't
we will evolve.
Mourn.
But that
the
doesn't
loss
mean we can't
feel the impact of these things.
The loss and feel the impact
us
of dissipating
because
leaving
gosh,
us
Cirque
du Soleil.
I remember when I was a kid, there was like
gosh,
one
Cirque
of them.
Du Soleil. I remember
and
when I was a kid, there was
there
like
was
one
two,
of them.
And then Vegas
traveled
one or two.
And there was two.
A couple other acts borrowed from
a couple other acts borrowed
style things,
and
it just became
some Cirque du Soleil style things,
and
it just became
stuff. like a movie. I'm sure it exists somewhere on tape, but
I'm sure it exists.
My God, makes my heart hurt. I hope that these other shows.
My God, makes my heart hurt.
I hope that these other shows get to.
I know Cirque Vegas has
Cirque is not just Vegas based.
I know Cirque it's global.
Cirque is not just Vegas based.
That's where some of it resides.
So anyway, my heart goes out to.
That's where some of.
I think this one's wild. The story came out about the inventor.
I think this one's wild.
The story came out about the inventor of the gender.
Interesting that someone claims to be the inventor of that, but hey.
Interesting that someone claims going back to 2000,
but hey, I don't know.
This is going back to 2000.
But basically, she regrets what she said was.
But basically, she regrets
what she said
because she's now the
creation
of a monster
gender
because she's now the mother to a gender
non-conforming.
Because we've talked about this.
You don't know your child's gender. Because
we've talked about this.
You can hope your child's gender until they tell you.
But they haven't told you.
You can try
sexual orientation.
They haven't told you. I'm gay. I'm straight. I'm bi.
I'm asexual.
I'm gay. I'm straight. I'm bi.
I'm asexual.
You can't determine
a child's gender for them.
That's something that they have to.
We've talked about the problem of gender reveal parties.
We've talked about the problem of gender
reveal parties.
Reveal parties
because
a sets that child into a certain presentation.
And none of us live up fully to the expectations.
And none of us live up fully to
the
expectations
of maleness. We all are oppressed by that expectation.
We all are oppressed by
others, the world, and also ourselves.
Us by others, the world, and also ourselves.
What if we got rid of that? Whatever that means.
And we put our children in all different colors.
Whatever that means.
And we put our children in all different colors.
We also saw some tragic things happen from things burning.
We also saw some tragic things happen from things burning,
exploding, a forest fire.
But I care more about the psychological impact it has on
a child. But I care more about the psychological impact it has on a child,
an individual.
She was woken up by her gender nonconforming child.
She was.
So she has had a change of heart.
Child,
not everyone
so
has.
She has had
so
a change of heart.
Kind of not everyone
go,
has. And so I,
when I see
kind
someone
of
saying it's
go,
a boy and everything's blue,
when I see
like,
someone saying it's a boy and everything's blue,
hope,
it's like
and also historically,
you
remember,
hope and
like
and also
over
historically,
100 years ago,
remember,
these colors are like, new.
Over 100 years ago,
these colors are
men,
new.
Male-identified children were
men,
red and pink.
Male-identified children were red and
girls wore blue.
So
and when people say,
"Oh, she's such a girl,"
when people say, "Oh,
she's such a girl, she loves pink,"
because that is not
socialized her to like.
And there was a time in
because
history
that is
when
not
they were
a
put in blue.
And there was
so
a time in history when they were
neither.
Put in blue.
So
it's neither socialized
it's neither.
Children in micro macro ways
socialized
to be more comfortable
in micro macro ways
colors
to be more comfortable
and
driven
towards
these
colors and,
toys,
and other attributes.
We socialize
and then
they
internalize
it. We act
we
like
socialize
that was
and then they internalize
and that they're
it.
Just
act like
that
was
really a boy
innate.
Or really a girl.
And that they're just
that can be very psychologically
damaging and confining.
That can be very psychologically damaging and confining.
All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking about sexual racism.
All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking about
what is it look like
and
how do we dismantle it?
What is it?
Don't
want to
harm
others.
How do we dismantle
it? That is not ethical sex.
Don't want to harm others.
Listen to Love
Live
with
Dr. Chris
on the new channel Q.
Listen to Love
Live
with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
All right, we're back. Let's talk a little bit about sexual racism. Now, why is this important? Well, racism can show up in a lot of different ways in a lot of different places. And within sexuality and hookup culture and dating culture and online app usage, these are some of the places where it's at its worst and most insidious. Some of it's because it's been normalized. Some of the things that fall under sexual racism, the definition, we're going to break it down in a minute. It's normal for us. We're familiar hearing it, using it, saying it, having it used against us. And that's what's so heartbreaking. And, you know, some of the apps came out saying that they were going to remove. Well, two things happened. Grindr started a campaign last year called Kinder. And they were saying, like, let's be better to each other. And they had all these people of color, you know, discussing it. And it was like, all right, we're
racism
back.
Is
let's talk a little bit about sexual
it,
racism.
We shouldn't need people
now,
of color
why is this important?
To please
well,
ask us
racism
to stop
can show up in a lot
so
of different
ways.
I felt bad that
that
was the route it went, but I liked the concept of
and
let's be kinder while using
sexuality
these apps.
And
then,
hookup culture.
I think five of the top
and apps
came out
app
saying
usage.
We are now.
These are some of the
places
where it's
a couple weeks
worst and most
they said we're going to remove the race filters. You're not going to be able to rule out
certain
races,
which makes sense
sexual
racism. Because
if you can say I just without even seeing their face, I know I don't like anyone who's Asian or black or Latino. It's like
used against
okay,
us.
That's
and
inherently
that's so
racism stereotype.
You know, some of the apps came
haven't even
out
seen them or met them.
You can already
well, two
them
things
out.
Happened.
That is
Grindr started
that term.
A campaign
and
last
on the
year
apps,
Kinder.
There will be people
and
for those
saying,
that are shocked
like,
by
let's
this
and
trigger
better
warning.
To each
they'll
other.
Say things
and
like
all these people
no
of
blacks,
color,
also body shame and gender
disgusting
shame.
Like no femmes, no fats.
I mean, it's quite nasty
and sustained by white people.
And I'd advise anyone
we shouldn't need people
to try
to
educate those people
to stop
and not engage in
that. That
was the route it went.
Okay,
I liked the concept of let's be
but the racism on there, you know,
then some of the apps
came
under
five
fire
of the top
for having claimed
apps
that
came
out
saying
filters,
we are
but
now
have
this
yet
just
so.
Happened
I don't have
a couple weeks
ago
whether or not
they
happened,
said we're
going to
remove
but as
the
of a couple
races,
filters
ago,
you're not
going
to be able to
them.
Rule out
so let's
certain
keep
races,
an eye on that one
which makes sense
but let's talk about the
if you can say I just without even seeing their face
so
I know I don't
is,
like anyone who's Asian
all the
or black or Latino or
dating app
okay
that's
inherently
racism
contact
you
because
God forbid
you
should
hold
space for maybe
you
would be attracted to that
is inherently
and also God forbid
on the
app
there will be people for those that are shocked by this and trigger warning they'll say things like
keep it no black to yourself.
Also, body shame and gender
shame. Some people do
things like no fans, no white only.
I mean, it's quite
all the races that they're into or not.
I'd advise anyone on those apps to
gross.
Try to educate those people
to sit there and actually
and not encounter people
and support
and truly authentically
okay?
see if there's
but
the racism
on there. You know,
but you don't need
so
to say white
some
guys
apps
only.
Came under
you
fire.
You need to say sorry, just my preference.
Because again,
if without even having seen them or met them,
don't have
enough rule them out. That's not about preference.
But as of a couple days ago,
preferences. I've sat. I've seen you. I met.
Let's keep an eye on.
I talked to you or whatever.
But let's talk about the
tell that there wasn't
that sexual racism
didn't really show
compatible.
Up. So the first one is
also
listing all the races on your
defending
sex
only liking your
profile
race,
that
and that's what a lot of white people
you.
Do.
Because
again,
God
that
forbid
is part
you should hold space for me
sexual
be,
racism
be attracted
like.
To that person.
Or,
and also
racism.
God forbid,
but I want
that person doesn't have to see
the
sexual
racism blatantly
listed that we're
in
focusing
profile.
And thinking
keep
in terms of
to yourself.
How we might be
listed.
But some people do. They'll say white only, or they'll list all the races that they're into or not into.
Or
you don't need to do that
because
it can happen in bars too.
Be willing to sit there and actually
having sex with multiple
and
races,
truly authentically
and,
see if there's
you're willing to have sex with them,
interest.
But you're not.
Open but you don't need to say white guys only.
And you don't need to say sorry, just my preference.
Sex
again,
them.
If without even having seen them or met them,
you
can rule them out. That's not about preference. That's racism. Preferences.
I've sat. I've seen
because
you. I met with
you.
Or I talked to you.
Or
whatever it is.
Or
and I could tell that there wasn't.
But you either don't like the optics of dating them.
Also,
or you don't like these other cultural pieces.
Defending only liking
your racism, whatever.
That's what a lot of white people.
That is token.
Again,
that
is fetishizing
sexual racism.
That is saying, oh look, a black person's involved
racism.
In my life,
so
I want to
only
or fetishize
qualify
only good for
eroticism.
So that
and that happens also
with
trans individuals
and
larger
body
or fat identified people,
while,
or some femmes,
you know,
or people say like,
no,
they're good enough to have sex
space,
with, but
right?
like I would never
such
date
as
them.
The apps.
Or
the
why?
Bars.
Seems like
this
can happen
in bars
connection.
Too.
Also,
lead
having
and
sex
love
with multiple races,
your authenticity.
And
it's really
there.
It's really
you're willing to have sex with
them,
but you're not
open
to
going on dates.
And if you're relating
to
some things I'm saying this lovingly.
You know, I'm
calling
them.
You in. I'm loving
they're
the
good
kind
enough
of
speech
for the sexuality.
Unpack
but
that.
You would
try
never
to do better.
Or
dismantle
them.
That.
There's the racism.
Because
also
clearly
saying
you
that you date
to them
certain
or have
races
chemistry
because
them,
of their
but
penis
but you either
size.
Don't like the
or
optics
expecting
of dating
or
them
because
or you
don't no,
like
not all
cultural
people
pieces,
certain races
have
a certain size.
Family's
racism,
or
whatever
or
it is.
That's not true.
That
that's
is
typical
and that's racist.
That is
and that puts a lot of pressure on those
that
people
is saying,
that are
oh, look, a black person's
a
involved in my life.
That
don't actually
only
care fetishizing them. They're only good for
work with
those clients.
And that happens also with trans individuals
and larger bodies
to fat identify
people
quite large
femmes
where people
say
like that, they're good enough to have sex with
people
like I would never date.
Really,
why?
It
seems like you have a lot of chemistry and connection.
That's
lead
a problem,
and
right?
Love
imagine
and
how that
from your
tanks
authenticity.
If it's really there, it's really there.
So
lean into
remember,
try
that
to dismantle
really body shaming.
And if you're relating to some things I'm saying this lovingly. I'm calling you in.
And it just
I'm lovingly
that
trying
to
speak to
you
and say,
fetish,
unpack that. Try to do better.
As their only
dismantle
value,
that.
Right? Like, that's not good.
Also,
thinking
also
that,
saying
that
you date
certain races.
Well, I got
a black
friend.
I'm
not racist.
Or I have a gay friend. I'm not homophobic.
Or expecting
yeah, you still could because people that are married to and love
or have children of color or gay children can still be homophobic and racist.
That's
stereotypical.
So just
thinking
because
you
pressure on
date with
people that are assumed to have a larger penis
or someone gay or
that
someone
don't.
Trans or someone
I can't
fat.
Tell you.
Doesn't mean
how
that you can't still
I work
have
with
those
issues.
Clients.
In terms of sexual racism,
they have to disclose when it's a racist culture.
That they are
and we
want
to
make sure
we're not
contributing
to, endowed,
contributing to
and
it.
They
have
to
and
say,
you're
actually,
I'm
you're
dating
your
sexual history.
Say,
doesn't
oh, I
you
know,
see
that
you can still be acting that out in other ways.
So just please don't think that you're off the hook.
Imagine how that tanks
someone's self
esteem.
The work to be done because you've had sex with
or dated
or friended
body
shaming
race
and disempowering of those who don't.
That's a problem.
That's why people
and it just reduces that person to a
fetish.
Cisgender
sexuality.
To trans
only value, right?
Like, that's not good.
We covered the
also
friend
thinking
thing.
That,
love this one.
And also
this
hitting on people.
Well, I got a
black
friend. I'm
not
racist,
or I have a gay friend.
I'm not homophobic.
Appropriated
yeah, you still
slang.
Could be.
Like, that's also
people that are
well.
Married
using
to and
love
or have
language,
children of color, or gay children can still be homophobic and racist.
It's not a compliment.
So just thinking because you once
be naive
when
on a date with someone
just color
or someone
black,
so
again,
this is really just about
us all.
Doesn't mean that you can't still have those issues.
Because remember, dating and
sex
are supposed to be things that feel good.
It's
supposed to be fun,
and we want to make sure.
And so it's heartbreaking
contributing to it, and you're
when it's misused and injures
doesn't
even psychologically
you
people
you
walk away from all this feeling better
ways.
Off
so just please don't think that you're off
or worse off they
the
walk away from
done,
sex and dating
had sex
like
with
the world
or
dated
or safe,
friends and
not
someone
racist
or not body shaming
like
or
that's
a person they're reminded that it is and how horrible
that
someone is constantly having certain things brought back and brought up and yes
we covered the friend
sexual health is a powerful
and also hitting on people
of color
black people by using
so don't let it off the hook
or appropriate
apps and
sex
and dating don't matter because they do for some people that is press, the continual sight of injury.
It's not a compliment. It's not attractive.
And so you can be naive and offensive. We want people to be enhanced or better off because they've
this is really just about us all doing better.
Just consider that.
Because remember, all right, coming up next, we're going to talk about country music gone wrong.
Supposed to be fun.
Oh yes, we're going to break that down.
And so it's heartbreaking.
Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris
when it's misused and it injures people.
Even psychologically, people walk away from all this feeling better.
All right, we're back now,
and or worse off, they walk away from sex and dating, feeling like the world is safe.
So here's the thing.
Racist,
right now, a lot of the decisions we're making,
it's reinforcing the reminder that it is, and how horrible that someone is constantly having certain things brought back and brought up.
And yes, shows our integrity.
Sexual health is a powerful site of social justice right now,
and so don't let it off the hook as though the apps
are still
sex and dating don't matter.
Concerts,
because they do for some people. That is,
and there's a lot of sites to injury.
Now, country singer Chase Rice,
so we want to be good for
video of his concert.
We want people to be enhanced or better off because they haven't been around us. That's the goal. So
just consider that stuff.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about country music gone wrong.
Oh, yes, we're going to break that on down.
You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.
There's another country star. See, I don't know country, so I don't know these people. Her name is Kelsey Bellarini. She called Rice selfish for risking people's health by playing in front of a large crowd.
Yes.
And then Americana star Jason Isbell also indirectly piled on by saying that some country music artists are, and he quotes, so broke that they played concerts, and I quote, regardless of what might happen to their non-isolated, maskless audience. A lot of people piled on, but that's heartbreaking, you guys. Don't gather in large crowds. But more importantly, if you're in a position of power and have a platform, don't allow the gathering of large crowds. Large crowds. I'm looking at you, Trump. But also these country musicians, come on, and other musicians. I'm not blaming country music, although there's a higher rate of, I think, mess right now going on. They're all piling on. I'm not aware of any music genre having such a, you know, a pylon. I don't want to keep using that word, but God bless it. You guys, look, I know we all want the world back to how it had been. I am eager to attend live music. Trust me, love it. I'm also anxious to get back to going to the movies, zoning out to the widescreen, eating candy. I get it. I want to get back to the beach, being around all my friends. I get it. I understand the mental health implications. I'm here for that. If you need to be around people, do it. Do it safely, from a distance, outdoors, short periods of time. But we should be going to these large gatherings. When I see pictures of people gathering at the beach, or like I said, their family reunions or family parties, or going to large-scale concerts, you're impacting others. And we're looking at these stories. Now, there's yet another two stories of people going to house parties and bars and having upwards of 15 plus people.
All right, we're back.
And one of them was TikToking it, thinking it was funny and cute, showing
country
what they're
music
doing.
Gone
and then they
wild.
Tested positive.
Yeah, so
again,
here's the
this
thing.
Is life.
Right now, a lot
so
of the decisions
funny.
We're
making, don't want to normalize
expressing
people taking risks as though that's funny.
It communicates
or cool.
So a lot. Right?
I want to hold
and understand that people are under
a
lot
of financial
stress,
but it also shows our integrity and how much finances
like
matter.
Now, some musicians that are doing it right, we've got people like the Rolling Stones who are threatening to sue Trump
are still getting out there putting
their concerts. Yes, large grouping.
That's a musical act.
And there's a lot of critics to it.
There's
now,
a few of them that are
singer,
doing that
Chase
thing.
Rice,
we don't want our music used
he posted
in that way.
A video of
my
his concert
being,
from,
if you have a platform,
it was in East Tennessee with the words
movement
and
evolution
back.
Towards something
good.
And
that was the same week,
this was last week,
concert,
that state health
because
officials
some people
had reported
are
the biggest one-day
jump think, well,
in people
the
testing positive
being put
for coronavirus
on, it might be safe
in that
to come out of the house.
That is heartbreaking. There's another country star. I don't know country, so I don't know these people. Her name is Kelsey Bellarini.
The thoughts and opinions of
she called Rice selfish for risking people's health by playing in
musical
large
crowds,
large positions of power.
And then Americana star Jason Isbell
don't
also
know.
Indirectly piled on by saying that some country music artists are,
even
and he quotes, so
that.
Broke
I mean,
that they played
that
concerts,
and
I quote, regardless
you know,
of what might happen to their
my show,
non-isolated,
my work, no,
maskless
I'm trying to use
audience.
My platform in service.
A lot of
protection.
People piled on, but that's
I don't want anyone getting
guys.
Sick.
Don't gather in large crowds, but more importantly,
so doing a
if you're
little
in a position
bit of, a pivot,
of power and
sticking
platform,
with the musical piece,
don't
Faith Hill, she's calling on
Mississippi
to remove the Confederate emblem from their state flag.
Also, these country
musicians, I'm all about
come on, and
other musicians, I'm not blaming country music, although there's a higher rate of, I think,
which it is.
Mess right now.
Then we've got Boo Boo, Orange Boo Boo, Trump signing an executive order to protect the American Monuments,
you
memorials,
know,
and statues.
I'm
sure he's not there for the
God
removal of
it.
That from the flag. So again, him and people like him are reinforcing.
Look, I know we all want the world back to how it
and then we have some of these musicians
eager to
like Faith Hill,
music.
Who's from the country
trust
world,
love
trying
it.
To
I'm also
actually be
anxious
supportive.
To get back
to the
about
movies.
This,
the
Dixie
zoning out
word.
To the widescreen,
Lady
Antebellum, removing the
I get it.
Antebellum.
I want to get back to the beach, being around all my friends.
I get it.
These are
understand the mental health implications.
Celebrities are
if you need to be around
people that are saying,
let me actually
do it safely, from a distance, outdoors, short periods of time.
time. Not,
but we shouldn't be going to these large gatherings where you see pictures of people gathering at the
right
beach.
Now, those are two terms that are powerfully aligned.
Family parties,
and that's
why
a large-scale concert
bundle.
You're impacting others, and
we're
looking at these stories.
Smarter,
and if you have a
now, there's yet another two stories
of something awesome.
Of people going to house parties
and
bars,
also see these
and having
celebrities no
upwards of 15 plus people testing positive.
Of color,
one of them was TikToking, thinking it was
funny
and cute,
like,
showing what they're
that's
doing.
Awesome. We
and then
see
they
some
test
shows
pulling.
And again, this
what
is
might
licensing
be seen
as offensive.
So this
isn't
funny.
We don't
want
to normalize
representations.
People taking risks
that
as though that's funny or cool.
And so
I want to hold these musicians to a
Simpsons.
Higher level.
They're another
power.
One. They just came out
vowing
to recast non-white roles.
Stank like this.
Love that.
Now,
why
some musicians
that
are doing it right. We got people like the Rolling Stones,
white family guy actor
stepping over using
their song. I don't remember his name
was, but that's
awesome.
Musical.
We have history.
These things are.
There's a few of them
that
are doing
that,
saying we don't want our music used in that way.
You can at least say.
Point being, if you have
as
a platform,
an adult,
use it for
or as an older
the
adult,
when you
look back,
towards
something
you tell
good,
your friends, your family members, children,
to
come out to
I lived through important moments.
Because some people
history.
Are a little naive,
side
and they think, well, if the concert's being put on, it might be safe
the Senate
to come out of the House.
Is going
to
possibly
some
take
people
down the state flag again
do,
because of this, the racist
value
origins. Like,
they're
what
side
the thoughts
of
and opinions
to be on.
Like, that's
the
people they're fans
of.
Some people do put
you're
dying on the hill of
large
positions of power.
Which battle do you
want
to be a part of?
They know something I don't know.
I mean, you got retailers like Walmart.
I don't even know
Walmart
where to go
with
that.
I mean, that's just
finally
what that is.
They're going to stop selling
and,
racist
you know,
merchandise.
As people that are listening to
my show and follow
matter.
My work, no, I'm trying
like,
to use my platform.
Why would you
want to
do that? Why would you
want to
participate in a movement?
I don't want
that
anyone getting
infected
or sick.
And
that's heartbreaking
someone.
To me. You know what I mean?
And
so doing a little bit of a
pivot, for the wrong
but sticking with the musical
because
piece, Faith Hill, she's calling on Mississippi to remove the Confederate.
So I'm glad it's happening.
It's not necessarily happening from the
state. See, I'm all about that. She called it
in that
quote a direct symbol of power for the black
community,
which it is.
All right,
Cody.
Next, we're going to
be sliding
into those DMs.
Orange Boo Boo, Trump,
signing an executive order to protect
Chris,
the American monuments, memorials, and statues. I'm sure he's not there for the removal of that from the flag.
Now it's time to
so again,
slide
he's,
into those
he,
DMs.
Him and people like him
sliding
are reinforcing racism and the problem.
Sliding into DMs
and then we have some of these musicians, like Faith Hill, who's from the country world, trying to actually be supportive. And we talked about this, the Dixie Chicks removing the word Dixie, Lady Antebellum removing the word Antebellum. I love that. Thug Kitchen getting rid of the word Thug. These are all celebrities or, you know, public
but
figures that are saying, like, let me actually be part of the healing process
and
pushing us forward and doing something good, not
just
you know, recycling
quickly.
Racism
so
or even COVID. And right
ignored,
now, those are two terms that are powerfully aligned. Like, they intersect, and that's why I'm rolling them all up into a bundle where we're asking people to be smarter, and if you have a position of power or platform, use it in service of something awesome.
And
that's why we also see these amazing celebrities no longer doing the voices for black or people of color cartoons. I love
that.
That's awesome. We see some shows pulling what might be seen as offensive historical renderings or representations of different people that are of our marginalized or exploited status. Simpsons, they're another one. They just came out vowing to recast non-white roles. Love that.
Yeah,
why would they not want to do that?
Job,
right?
So,
white Family Guy actor stepping
you
away from doing the black character.
I
don't remember what his name was, but that's awesome. And then we have history. These things are like this is history, right?
It sure is.
Know that you can at least say as an adult or as an older adult, when you look back, you can tell your friends, your family members, children.
Around?
Like
really
I lived through important moments in history,
lockdown,
and what side of it do you want to be on? Right, Mississippi, the Senate is going to possibly take down the state flag again because
like,
of this, the racist
up,
origins. Like,
we rolled back.
What side of all this do you
want
to be on? Like, that's kind
and
of the point I keep making.
That,
you're dying on the hill of a battle. Which battle do you want
to
be a part of? Right.
President or the administration.
I mean, we got retailers like Walmart. Finally, they're going
to
stop selling racist merchandise. They were selling merchandise that said all lives matter. Like, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to participate in a movement that continues to marginalize and exploit someone? You know what I mean? And they're pulling it, but they're pulling it probably for the wrong reasons, because they're losing money or advertisers or they were getting pushback. So I'm glad it's happening, but it's not necessarily happening from the right reasons. So I hope companies like that do better, but this is powerful. Like, this stuff all counts. All right, coming up next, we're going to be sliding into those DMs. So stick around for that. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the New Channel Q and on radio.com.
I'm talking like the Trump stuff. It's setting us all back. They're openly saying, I don't care about infecting someone else. I don't care about someone else's life. And I don't care about taking away your ability to go out and live your life fully. Like, things are going to wind backwards. So you should be nervous. I'm nervous. That's a healthy sign. I'm not going to tell you how to work through that or take that away. You know, things like the protesting, we need to do that. People are dying. Like, we're trying to literally save black lives, take to the streets. We have to continue to do that. We don't need to go to a concert. That's what I'm saying. We don't need to go to Trump's crappy rally. That's what I'm saying. But wear your damn mask, y'all, if you have to leave the house, but you shouldn't be. And we've even talked about safer sex practices. I understand that for mental health, some people do their mental health issues and struggles. I do say to them, you can socialize, you can go out of the house, but under certain precautions, right? The mask, the distance, outdoors, short periods of time, not around crowds. So we have to be thoughtful. But again, I want to empathize and support you in saying, I'm scared too. I don't want things to go backwards. I want them to go forward, but it's getting worse. The numbers are rising. We're having record rates in our country here in America. We are not doing great. So be nervous. Make sure you are at least doing your part. Hold those around you and that you know accountable, and cross your fingers. But read reliable sources. The Center for Disease Control is one of the best ones. And sadly, a lot of your local governments, you can't trust some of the mayors and governors. They're buckling under the pressure of capitalism or republicanism. And that's the thing these days. We should always do that. We should always critically look at the source that our news or information is coming from. You know, their education, their politics. Who are they looking out for? Who are they leaving out? Who are they oppressing? Like, all that matters. So make this as a time to just be more thoughtful in general. Let it be a learning lesson that in the past, we could just take all news for what it was, but now we can't. You know what I mean? So, and also know that it's not just about the news. It's also about the conversations and communications we have with our friends and family. Not everyone is tracking everything. Not everyone's getting, you know, the really good sources that we're getting news from. So, you know, there's some people watching Fox News, you know what I mean? Listen to the president. So yeah, have those conversations. Talk to people around you, especially friends and family members that you don't see wearing a mask. That's how we prevent the second wave from happening, and let them know the facts and figures that you've heard, because the rates are rising and it's quite horrifying, and hopefully that'll have a impact on them and getting them to be more thoughtful and we don't have to go through this again. So educate those around you. All right, question of the night. Always on our Loveland IG story, so always be checking that out as well as sliding into the DMs. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and radio.com. All right, we're back, and we're going to talk about something that's actually very dear to my heart, and I think it's something, man, I posted about this on my social media, and it's fascinating to see how the different things I post, the kinds of responses they get. And for those that want to join the conversation, my Instagram is at
Now it's time Dr. to slide Dr. into those DMs.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding into DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms, because it's a big old sexy world. We want you to explore confidence. The DMs come from our Loveline IG page. Slide on in those DMs. Give us your questions. Always confidential. Always anonymous. But helps everyone. Sometimes people slide in my DMs at Dr. Donahue. I use those questions as well. But I don't have the time and energy to answer everyone's question. A lot of times it requires a lot more than I can just type out quickly. And so I know people get frustrated or feel ignored, but I don't have the time or energy. It's all about boundaries and self-care, y'all. And if I'm not radio working with my clients, I get to rest and have fun, engage in leisure, and talk to my friends. And so, yeah, I can't do therapy on my DMs. So I'm just acknowledging that. If you want to schedule a session, I offer online coaching for those that don't live in California and therapy for those that do. So reach out to my @DrChrisDonahue.com website, email me, and we can do a coaching or therapy session. But I can't do that over DMs. And yeah, that's my job. Y'all. So the way to get your question answered is by doing the sessions with me or by sliding into the DM. So this question asks, COVID is spiking. It sure is. That's like an understatement. It's beyond spiking. And honestly, I'm not sure what to believe anymore. Should I be more scared this time around? I really don't know if my mental health can survive another lockdown, which sounds super selfish. I know. It doesn't. I'll say it for you. I can't handle another lockdown. Reach out and hold corporations, like, I'm happy things have opened up, but here in California, we rolled back. We closed the bars and the clubs, and a lot of states are doing that, and they need to. And I understand not knowing who to listen to. I'll tell you who to listen to. The Center for Disease Control. Do not listen to the president or the administration. Do not listen to your mom.
We've all harmed.
Listen to the Center for Disease Control. There are a lot of really great resources out there. Listen to actual experts in virology, epidemiology, the actual doctors that are doing the work. And they're all in a unified way saying mentally, the same things over and over, you guys. And I don't want to burden you with listing it all out, but it's the same thing. And yeah, it's possible that we're going to have to roll back because people aren't following the rules. And that's the thing. Anytime you see someone not wearing a mask or gathering in groups or at large concerts or rallies, and I don't mean the Black Lives Matter. I'm talking people go to like a political rally that isn't, you don't need to be there.
Sending the company a private email.
sending the celebrity a DM saying, hey,
it's setting us all back. They're openly saying, I don't care about affecting someone else. I don't care about someone else's life. I don't care about taking away your ability to go out and live your life fully. Like, things are going
to
wind backwards. So you should be nervous. I'm nervous. That's
a
healthy sign. I'm not
going
to tell you how to work through that.
That should be your goal.
You know, things like the protesting, we need to do that. People are dying. Like, we're trying to literally save black lives.
That's not okay.
The streets. We have to continue to do that. We don't need to go to a concert. That's what I'm saying. We don't need to go to Trump's crappy rally. That's what I'm saying. But wear your damn mask, y'all, if you have to leave the house.
Remember, shouldn't be.
So we've even talked about safer sex practices. I understand that for mental health, some people do their mental health issues and struggles. I do say to them, you can socialize. You can go out of the house. But
I've had people lovingly reach out to me,
right? The mask,
the distance,
outdoors, short periods of time around crowds. So,
and that's when you start to have to
do. But again, I
want to
empathize and support
and
say, I'm scared too. I don't want things to go
publicly tweet
it, but it's getting worse.
But notice the language I'm using.
We're having
record rates,
and that's
in
the country here in America.
When someone on my page
great.
Is upset and
so
they start calling
nervous,
me and they attack
make
my
sure
credentialing,
you're at least
which
doing
is
your part,
well above and beyond around you,
educationally
what anyone will generally
and,
get. So let's back off of that.
Cross your fingers.
Or
but read
they
reliable sources.
Attack me as a person, which thank you, I'm very proud
ones.
And confident.
And
of the person
sadly,
I am
a lot of your local government
you can't trust. Completely centering on my work in healing and transformation,
buckling under the pressure of capitalism.
And as someone who's had that happen, I'm open to conversation. So you know, again, don't attack.
We should always do that. We should always critically look at the
idea.
Source that are
attack the behavior
coming from.
You know,
you
don't
their education,
you want change,
their politics,
and that doesn't happen.
Who are they looking
if the person
for,
feels
who are they
attacked,
out,
right?
Are they
so you have to
like,
lovingly say,
matters.
Hey, that idea.
So make this
that
as a
post,
time to just be more thoughtful and general. Let it be a learning lesson.
Remember,
that.
It's not the
in
person,
the
it's the behavior, the idea of the post. That harms
was,
people.
Now
here's
can.
Why.
You know
this is why it was harmful for me.
And also know that it's not just about the news, it's also about the conversations and communications we have with our friends and family. Not everyone is tracking everything, not everyone's getting
or the one on one isn't working.
Good sources that we're getting news
public.
From.
Like, listen,
so
this is why it's problematic.
You know,
this
there's
is
some
how
people watching Fox
better.
News. Fox News, you know
what
I mean? Listen to the president.
Talk
so,
about how we can do better.
Yeah,
talk
have those conversations. Talk to people
talk
around you, especially
harms.
Friends and family members
that's
that you don't see wearing a mask.
Right?
That's how we prevent the second wave from happening and let them know the facts and figures that you've heard because the rates are rising and it's quite horrifying and hopefully that'll have an impact on them and getting them to be more thoughtful.
Because it can't just be you're trying to vomit out all your
educate those around you. All right, question.
So when we come back in the next segment, we're going to talk more about this because
always on our
Loveline
IG story, so always be checking that out as well as sliding into the DMs. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on your channel Q
and
radio.com.
We're talking about call-out culture, and this is really vital because there's so much of this going on. And remember, call-out culture is this idea that we reach out to individuals to create healing, transformation, and change. We reach out to educate. We reach out to help someone see a blind spot. Notice the terms I'm using. We don't attack. We don't personally try to assassinate their character. I've had people try to come for me, and I'm like, stay with the issue. It's not about my gender, my height, my weight, my size, my sexual orientation. Stay with the idea or behavior that you're trying to attack. But people wild out and they want to call you names. And that's what I always say too. The minute you start attacking them as a person or name calling, you've literally slid into an immature weaponizing place. And you have literally, whatever you're trying to say or done, say or do is no longer meaningful because you've made it unsafe. Truly. Stay with the idea and the behavior. The minute someone engages me and they start attack me or name calling, I block them and I'm out. I won't engage that. That's unsafe. No one has a right to do that. And that doesn't create healing, change, and transformation. And we should all be here for that. Growth and education, but that's it. And the minute someone wants to weaponize their use of their social media, they become unsafe and they're not part of healing. And so again, check what you're doing. Because we don't cancel people, we cancel behaviors, bad behaviors. We've all harmed, we're gonna harm again, and we have to repair. The solution, what we're trying to do is change, create accountability, but not try to punish. That's not justice. Justice isn't punishment. Justice is repair. Justice is being better. And that's what we want to think about, right? We want to think about how can we make the world better? That's the whole goal, right? And so we have to get better about this. Because here's the thing. It really does work if you do it the right way. I've seen it. I've had friends, patients, a fellow celebrity public figure people in my life share with me these powerful moments when they didn't
right,
realize the damage
and
they might have been
talk
doing,
about
the oppression they might have been causing,
dear to my heart,
who they might have left
and
out,
I think it's something
who they might be oppressing, and they go, oh
man,
my God, I never wanted to do
about
that.
This on my social
I'm so
media,
glad this person
it's
called me
to
in.
See
I'm so glad they reached out one-on-one, and I was open to that. I'm glad that they posted how what I just said might be harmful, and it becomes a beautiful healing relationship, right? That can happen, but then there's going to be times when people are like, I'm not down, I'm not here for you. Work. And then also, sometimes you, go on my you do, you can do, and you unfollow,
Medium
and you move
is
on.
A self-publishing
because that's the thing.
Page,
we have some power and control.
Up there,
and
so
we want to try to
Dr.
create
Christon
change,
here,
but we're
Medium.
Not trying to ruin people's
but here's
lives.
The thing,
and
cancel
I'm seeing
culture.
Too much of
everyone
that.
Has a lot of different
and
opinions
I'm not excusing
so
people's bad
let's
behavior.
Let's break it down.
There are some people that are unsafe,
some people
need different boundaries and consequences.
Understand, right?
I'm not talking about
so cancel culture is the
physically harm. I'm not talking about
and this has been brought forward by social media. So before social media, if you had an issue with
posting, saying, or promoting things that might not be
politician, celebrity, you couldn't do
because
much
that's always my
issue. Write a letter
is
to
this mentally healthy?
And what that was left at the discretion of the person receiving the letter,
health.
Maybe HR.
Because
or whatever.
Here's what I want:
but
I want people to promote
media,
and say and do things
you
that
can get
make
things
people feel better. That when they read that, they feel enhanced, educated, transformed. Maybe even challenged.
That gives you a lot of
critical analysis
and now
debate. People being
celebrities and politicians, virtually everyone, companies as well on social media as well.
If your product
can reach out to
their work,
we have direct access.
Whatever it is, if it makes individuals feel bad or worse off about themselves,
tweets.
Yeah.
You
should be called out.
Someone with a smaller following might tweet
things that makes people feel
celebrity
or their mental health tanks.
And
a
celebrity might see
it. If your work is oppressive,
so there's a lot of power in that.
And I've seen amazing companies flip
that
they're marketing, they're advertising.
Someone says or does something problematic,
and we
change the wording they use.
Here's the thing:
we have to be here to educate.
That there's accountability.
It's not on everyone's shoulders to educate.
There's enough out there, Google-wise. I've written
corporations, companies,
do the work because I've seen that with me. Some people come to me, they've done none of the work,
what they might
and they want me to hold their hand through all of it. It's like, I
and
can't do that for
the
everyone.
Goal,
I've written books.
The whole goal is not supposed to be
I've
punitive.
Books, I've put
the
articles
whole
out.
Goal is not
you do
to
the homework and then come
the
to me and we'll talk
we've
about what
all
you read.
Harmed.
But we can't be
we
expected to hold your
harm.
Hand through everything. And
we've all done the same
things
we've accused
color,
others of doing.
And other,
it's
and
just
marginalized
the level
people.
Of severity.
It can't be
we've
on them to
defend
themselves.
We've all cheated. We've all
so
stolen.
So if you're
and I don't mean physically or the work is around challenging the
worth
or rights of someone because of their race or their sex worker
or their gay. Use the word call out.
It's on you to go do the research and the homework.
No one should have to stand
to first call
and
someone
plead for you to
that
take them seriously
one to one
to not oppress
them. Call in me
that's on you
not publicly
and so that's also
attacking.
You can't
a call
go
in
to a marginalized
pulling your colleague
person
aside
and say
reaching out to your
friend
to me
privately
why
sending
you have
the company
rights
a private
like
email
that's again
sending the celebrity a DM saying hey
so again
I wanted to reach out because what you said
your social
is harmful
media when you're
to
posting.
Me or to others and
don't
here's how and
why
right
give the
like educate
a chance
heal, but I'll see some people
educated,
just posting some horrible
to see
things
their
and I'm like
blind
hi Bill
to make
I can see your face and your name
correction.
Hi John hi Tina
that should
hi
be your
Karen.
Goal if your
like,
goal is
what
just
are you
to be
doing this will reflect badly
on
you
some people
you've
might
got some
send
work
this to
your
do.
Boss
that's
so
that's not
be
okay.
Aware of that but
okay?
Again it should be about
the
collective healing and I'm seeing that also with COVID look
and
I'm as frustrated and angry as you are I'm watching things get ripped away from me
remember that
and I'm following the rules
so again
and I'm dating someone in another country and I can't see them right now because of COVID and so yeah all these people that could care less about the impact they have on others because it's their birthday
I've had people lovingly reach out to me
to party
and they tell
celebrate.
Me something was
yeah they're setting
was
us all back and we're all being
and
punished
that's when
for
you start to have to do what you could call like a loving call out
not being willing
where
to
you
wear
do
masks,
publicly tweet at them
others.
And say hey listen
I get
notice
it
the
but
language
we don't
want
to publicly attack
you don't
shame.
Attack
you hold
the person
their hand
and
say listen let me let
when someone on my page is upset and they start calling me names and they attack my credentialing which is well above and beyond what
I'm looking at the numbers
anyone will generally get so let's back off of that
rates are higher than some countries total
attack me as a person which thank you I'm very proud and confident of the person I am and the way I move
help.
Through the world
public
completely centered on my work in healing
and
transformation
and
as someone who's had that happen I'm
so
open
again,
to conversations so you know again don't attack the person's character
that is
or education
not the time
attack
to send
the
that
idea.
Message or make that post.
Attack the behavior
that's a rule
you know,
I try to employ
if you
I don't
want change that doesn't happen
do my best to say
if the person
feel
feels attacked
calm,
right and so you have to
I'm
lovingly say
out.
Hey that idea
tweet,
that post
that, text, or that
product
I feel
remember it's not the person it's the behavior the idea the post that harms
and if it is here's
why the intent
this is
why
it was
harmful for me or this is why it's hard for me to hear
you know what I mean
that's how
that's
you
not
do
what the goal
it.
Is
that's the
and
loving
so
way to go about it now
on
the call out
sure
is when you don't have access to
really
the person
pure,
or
right?
the one-on-one isn't working
and you
then
make
you
sure
do a larger more public like listen
is
this
really
is why it's problematic this
and
is how we need
really
to do better but again notice
really
what I'm saying
then that
talk about
not
how we can
do
better talk about how we can fix
it
talk about who it harms
it really
that's the follow-up
let's make it easier let's make
it
better
you
want
to be solution focused because call out culture should be
all right enough of that
transformation
coming up next
it's
we're going to be doing a question of the night which is up on our Loveline IG
what am I really trying to do here
answer that
because it can't just
of course,
be you're
DMs,
trying to vomit
if you've
got
a DM
out
for
all
us,
your hard
you can slide into
and
the Loveline
feelings.
Page we got
so when we come back
here,
in the next segment we're
going to
talk
so
more about this because this is something that is like a cultural juggernaut listen to
Loveline
with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com all right we're back now it's time for question of the night I love this one. Our questions of the night have gotten better. I'm really loving them this time around. So the question night's always up on our Loveline IG in the stories. And tonight's is, do you like scary movies? A new study suggests that people who watch scary or apocalyptic movies, such as Contagion or The Walking Dead, were better prepared for the quarantine. Do you feel better prepared for the lockdown? I love this. Funny aside is, you know, I watch a lot of horror movies. I think they're probably one of the more honest films that we have out there. I also like the emotionality that they generate, and it's a really good way to kind of distract. So for me, it's self-care. But they've definitely, for me, implanted in my conscious and unconscious what's possible. And so with some seriousness, whenever someone wants me to travel somewhere off-grid or camp, I always say, what forms of protection will we bring? Because I've seen all those movies where animals and serial killers and all sorts of people do horrible things while unattended in the woods. So the question is, do you feel prepared for the lockdown? Because we did a poll, and it was, do you like scary movies? And 69% said yes, 31% said no. Now, that's not surprising, because horror movies, even if they're crap, and most of them actually are, especially the supernatural ones, because somehow a lot of those filmmakers think that the horror movies don't need a real storyline or any meat to it, and they just use the same repurposed like scares, and they just don't go anywhere. But they kill it at the box office, pun intended. They bring in millions. So do you feel prepared for the lockdown? First person said yes and no. I didn't panic buy toilet paper, but I did make sure we had cash and a weapon. Blam. See, I get it. I'm not pro gun. But I understand that, because when asked to go camping, I've often thought, what firearm might I be able to bring? So I respect what you're thinking. Look, when the pandemic first happened, I had a lot of anxiety, unsure what kind of resources were going to be taken or removed and how people might react. We very much have a panic mentality. As
all right, we're
the
back
paper,
and
so
we're
I
talking
that.
About call
I did stock
culture,
up on
and
stuff.
This is really
and
vital
I thought that
because
was
there's so much of this going on.
I did stockpile toilet paper.
And remember, call out culture
people,
is this idea
as well as fruits and vegetables and other
to
things, because
create healing,
I didn't want
to
have to go back
out
often at all. And so I was here for that. Some people didn't support that. I don't care. I did.
Notice the
did you feel prepared for lockdown? Someone said, hell yeah. Yeah, I was prepared AF, but I'm ready for things to open back up now.
I'm like, stay
yes,
with the issue.
I am as well.
It's not about my gender,
my
height, my weight, my size, my sexual orientation. Stay with the idea of behavior that you're trying to attack.
So I don't care if it's
a
holiday or someone's birthday. Chill out, stay home.
And that's what I always say too.
Did you feel prepared for the lockdown? That is our question of the night, especially based on having seen horror movies, because studies show that they were better prepared. Someone said, I did everything right and still got it. Everyone else needs to take the right steps. Thank you for sharing that.
Safe.
We can
truly
only do what we can do.
Stay
you know,
with
you
the
never
idea
know what kind of airstream you're going to walk
the
into, what
engages
might be
me
on
start
a surface.
Calling,
you do your
I block
best,
them
but we still
out.
Have to live
I
our lives.
That.
And so
that's
we can
unsafe.
Only do
no
what
right
is physically
that. And that doesn't create
and reasonably possible.
And
I hope you are doing well, though.
We
someone else said, yes,
that.
It's not.
Growth and education.
Yes,
that's
it's also
it.
Not that hard to just wear a mask.
Wants to
I agree.
Their use of their
it's about thinking
media.
About
they
others. It's empathy. It's having a collective mentality.
So again,
question of the night, do you feel prepared for the lockdown, or did you, I should say? Someone said, not sure if prepared is the right word,
we're harm again,
but
to
we bought another cow for our farm just in
the solution. What we're trying to do is change, create accountability, but not trying to
powerfully prepared. I learned through all this that at some point I definitely want to move to an area where I can have a backyard and garden.
Justice is
but I think that for me came out
of the
fact that I feel
right?
more soothed
we
in nature,
think about how
and I definitely
make the world
up
better.
My plant
that's
purchasing as a way to feel more in touch with it. Right? But at some point,
so we
I definitely
to
need
to
head north
this.
And live
because
on a farm.
Here's the
so
thing.
Well done. Someone else said no.
Right
instead
way.
Of hoarding dry goods, I could have invested in therapy. Rona made me spiral. I'm here for that. I offer and I'm doing teletherapy right now. People all around the world. Coaching if they live outside California. And those in California, it's psychotherapy that's based on licensing mandates. But yeah, I'm doing that. It's powerful.
Oh my God.
Online is actually good therapy. There's
so
moments where I'm not sure I want to return to my own office.
So glad they reached out.
Did you feel
one-on-one.
Prepared for lockdown? This next question tonight,
that.
Someone
I'm glad
said
that they
no.
Posted how what I just said might be harmful.
I was just confused at the TP episode.
Right?
Watch people
that
panicking for
happen.
No reasons.
But then there's going to be times where people are like, I'm not
I
down. I'm not here for you.
Panic.
And then sometimes
no
you do
what
you can do.
Not
and
everyone
you unfollow
had the money,
and you
so
move on.
Because
that's the thing. We
have
some power.
They were unsure.
And we want to try to create change. We're not trying to ruin
food shortages. Here, a lot of the supermarkets for the first.
And I'm not excusing people's bad behavior. There are some people that are unsafe and they need different boundaries.
I actually understood the panic.
I'm not
question tonight is, did you feel prepared for the lockdown? Someone said yes.
I'm not talking
because my dad's a scientist and a war veteran.
talking about everyone outside.
We got the double
people
bam,
that are posting.
He knows what it's like to be in times of stress
exactly
and also maybe like a really good
healthy.
Logical
because that's
perspective.
What's my entry point. Is this mentally healthy?
Gosh,
what
having
impact
been in
will
the
this
world,
have
also
on people's mental
the
health?
Set that he must
because
have.
Here's what I want. I want
that's
people
phenomenal.
To promote and say
also
and do things that make people feel better. That when they read that,
I would love
they
to sit down and talk to them
at some
point.
Educated,
there's so much in that, but
maybe even challenged.
I'm all
about
I like that.
Critical
I mean, I definitely learned to
be
to kind of stock up. I'm one of those people where I never do. When I go grocery shopping, I buy literally what I need for like that
product, your company,
I go off
your
and
work,
I
your
now
music,
kind of load
whatever
up
it is, if
and
it
double
makes
or triple,
individuals
so I don't have
feel
to go out as often, and also because you never know what's coming.
Yeah,
so now said, I think my nihilism and depression make it easier to stay inside here. Here, I'm realizing how much
worse,
I do prefer
their mental
to be
health
inside.
Tanks,
this
that's not okay.
Moving
if
forward,
your,
I'm going to definitely be even less
people.
Social, more introverted
and I've
than
seen
I already
amazing
had been.
People
are very frustrating.
They're marketing, they're advertising.
And we'll end on this one. Someone said, I figured out that I can survive a pandemic, but I don't think I'd ever survive a zombie apocalypse.
Now it's not
hope we never have
to
test.
There's enough out there. Google.
Coming up next, we're going to be sliding into those DMs.
Do the work.
Listening to Love Line
because I've
with
seen
Dr.
that
Chris
with me. Some people come to me, they've done none of the work, and they want me to hold their hand through all of it.
All right,
it's like,
it's
I can't do that for everyone. I've written
DMs.
Books. I'm speaking for the wider audience.
The
I've written
DMs.
Books. I've put articles
sliding
out.
Into
you
DMs
do the homework, and then come to me, and we'll talk about what you read. But we can't be expected to hold your hand through everything. And for minorities and people of color and other and marginalized people, it can't be on them to defend themselves.
We've been together for 4 years.
So if your question or the work is around challenging the worth or rights of someone because of their race or their sex worker when they're gay, it's on
thrive.
You to go do the
oof,
research and the
lesson.
Homework. No one should have to stand there
because the
and plead for you to take them seriously or to not oppress
things
them.
We can do.
That's on
touch,
you.
Time together
and so that's also
contact.
In this. You can't go to a marginalized, exploited person and say,
when we're
explain
distanced.
To me
and that's why
long
distance
isn't
you
ideal,
have rights or human
but you
rights. Like that's, again, left outside of this conversation.
So again, your name and your face are on your social media when you're posting. Don't troll people.
Sometimes just how it's
going
to go.
Like educate and heal. But I'll see some people just posting some horrible things and I'm like, hi Bill, I can see your face and your name. Hi John, hi Tina, hi Karen. Like, what are you doing? This will reflect badly on you and some people might send this to your boss. So also be aware of that. But again, it should be about collective healing. And I'm seeing that
also
with COVID. Look, I'm as frustrated and angry as you are. I'm watching things get ripped away from me and I'm following the rules and I'm dating someone in another country and I can't see them right now because of COVID. And so yeah, all these people that could care less about the impact
pieces,
they have on others
right?
because it's their birthday,
and I talk
God forbid,
about that
or it's a holiday
we,
and they need to party and celebrate.
Space,
yeah, they're setting us all back, and we're all being punished morning, for their crap decision making, for their lack of empathy, for them not being willing to wear masks to protect others. I get it, but we don't want to publicly attack and shame. We can hold their hand and say, listen, let me let you know the impact of that behavior. Talk to your friends and family and say, I want to let you know what you're doing. I'm looking at the numbers in Texas and Florida. Their one-day rates are higher than some countries' total rates.
Whatever your
we got to pull together,
was,
but I do know attacking and shaming isn't going to help.
Have a schedule
public
to
bullying and shaming aren't how we create
that
change or
and
you know, transformation.
And know
so again, lead with love, care, and compassion.
That
if you're bitched up and angry,
unknown,
that is not the
time
to send that message or make that post. That's a rule I try to employ. I don't always nail it, but I do my best to say until I feel calm, I'm not reaching out. I will not send that tweet, that text, or that email until I feel calm in my body. Because otherwise, it's coming from anger. And if it is, then the intent is usually to harm. You know what I
phone
mean?
Is great.
And that's not what the goal is.
You can't just
and
phone
so
in or
you
want
to focus
that we're gonna feel
on making sure that your goal
like you
is really
so
pure.
Get on FaceTime.
Right?
Have FaceTime
and
dates.
You want to make sure that your intent
Skype, whatever it
is really about healing
and
change. And
if
you are really angry and you are really frustrated, then that is not what you're going to do. And look, life is hard enough. It
also
really
do
is.
Romantic things,
let's make it
though.
Easier. Let's make it better for people, especially people that
share
are marginalized and exploited.
Memes.
All right, send enough of that.
That
coming up next, we're
going to
be doing Question
send
of the Night, which is up on
projects.
Our Loveline IG. And the stories, answer that.
Face,
and of course, some
face.
DMs. If you got a DM for us, you can slide into the DMs on the Loveline page. We got your back. We're always here. We're always listening. So coming up next, we'll be doing the Question of the Night. So still some time to weigh in on that. Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
Plans, all sorts of different things. Maybe contact a local delivery service in the city or country that your partner lives in, and they can deliver, you know, all sorts of adorable things, plants,
cookies, baked goods. Like there's so many things to do. So it's going to be the eye contact stuff, the adorable romance stuff, and still maintain sexuality via distance. That's why technology is so great. There's so many ways we can still engage in sexuality and feel close. So don't think that romance and sex have to go, but that's kind of the best we have right now. And so know that it's not ideal, know that it's not forever, and make use of those things. Sliding into DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms, because it's a big old sex world and we want you to explore with confidence. All right, that is our show. And on tomorrow's show, we'll be talking about specific mental health issues related to COVID and the pandemic. And that's because I don't want people to panic too much. Here's my concern, is what's happening right now is often just a vacuum and born out of all the levels of frustration and stresses and the trauma of what's happening. It doesn't necessarily speak to who we'd be or how we'd be if we were at our prior baseline. And so I don't want people to panic, and I want to give people some tips and perspectives around that, that we can also hand on to other people. So question of the night, it'll be up on our Loveline IG page. My show, I'm listening live every Thursday night. That is at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can check that out on all the radio.com handles. And of course, Loveline is always podcast, so you can go back and listen to old shows on We are Channel Q and also radio.com. So check that out, and also go follow us on our Loveline IG page. Y'all, as always, thanks for hanging out with me. Do a lot of self-care and have a beautiful, beautiful night.